From Jefferson Public Radio, I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another JPR Live session. Today, I'm really excited to introduce you to a guitarist who you may not have heard of before. His latest record came out in 2015. It's called Places. And he joins us today live in the Steve Nelson Performance Studio, Hiroya Tsukamoto. Hello and welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you here. Thanks yes. for driving a little bit out of your way to do it. Appreciate
yes. it. Thank you.
Let's talk about your setup before we get to your music here. You've brought in a beautiful guitar, and listening to you tune and warm up, there's this incredible low end that yeah. comes out of this instrument. Tell me what you're playing today.
This is called a Larrivé guitar, originally from Canada. Now they moved to California. Yeah, so I've been using this guitar just a 2 months now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's pretty new.
It sounds fantastic.
Thank you.
You've also got a collection of toys on the floor. A looping
yes.
pedal and other things.
That's right.
Looking forward to hearing what those do for you today.
Thank you.
So you are originally from Kyoto, Japan, mm-hmm. but came to the States for college.
Yep.
Music school specifically.
Right.
You are a Berkeley kid.
Yeah.
Or
Berkeley,
were, I should
in
say.
In Boston. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What was it about Berkeley that made you want to go there, and how did you learn about the school?
So when I was in Kyoto, I was early in 20s, and I was playing in a group, and the leader of the group studied in Boston. And he just came back from Boston to Japan, and he just formed a group. And he was telling me about, you know, the life in Boston and in Berkeley. And he told me that if you come to the U.S., you're going to be much better musician. And I kind of believed that, and that made me feel like I want to go to the U.S.
Hmm.
And I took the audition.
It worked?
Yeah.
Now, did you end up with a degree from Berkeley?
Yeah.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I read that when you started out in music, mm-hmm. your first instrument was actually a banjo.
It was.
Seems slightly out of place in Kyoto, Japan, pretty, for a little kid to be playing a banjo.
It's very unusual. I was the only kid in town playing banjo.
You might have been the only kid in about 500 kilometers in every direction.
Right.
How did a banjo end up in your household?
My father bought a banjo at the thrift shop or something, and he brought home one day, and you know, I didn't know what it was, but... You know, I was the only kid, so I kind of liked the looks, and also I kind of liked the fact that I was the only kid having that instrument. So I was trying to figure out how to play it.
Now,
it was hard.
I think it still is hard.
Yeah.
Now, were you trying to create your own sounds with it, or were you trying to learn things that you were listening to?
I try to learn from the record, lots of like bluegrass classic record. But it was so, I mean, it's fast. So.
Like Earl Scruggs?
Yeah, Earl Scruggs kind of stuff. So when I was in high school, I imported a book from here. It's called Earl Scruggs Five-String Banjo. It's kind of like a Bible for banjo book. And then I try to practice with that. But it was hard. So, and also my friends were playing guitar. So I started playing guitar too around when I was 15 years old or something.
Mm. I want to talk about the particular area of music that you studied and became influenced by when you were at Berkeley.
Mm-hmm.
But first, I'd love to hear a tune. What do you want to do first for us today?
Okay, the first piece is called Gemini Bridge.
Oh, I've watched you play this online. This is a beautiful tune.
And it's the name of the place in Utah where I composed this piece. Yes.
This is Hiroya Tsukamoto playing live here on Jefferson Public Radio. Thank you. It's better in person than watching you on YouTube.
Thank you.
Thank you. What a beautiful piece that is.
Thanks.
Obviously, we hear what all of the devices near your feet are doing for you on that tune. Gemini Bridge is the name of it. Hiroya Tsukamoto is my guest live today on Jefferson Public Radio. His latest release came out in 2015. It's called Places. You can find information and actually watch some video on his website, hiroyatsukamoto.com. So when you're at Berklee, mm-hmm. were you studying anything specific or just guitar performance?
Pretty much jazz.
Okay.
Jazz performance and jazz compositions.
Do you play that kind of music now?
Not that much. I was playing, you know, I mean, I live in New York, so that's why I moved to New York from Boston. I wanted to become a jazz guitarist. Mm. But in the middle of, I don't know, like 10 years ago or so, I had to think, you know, how to make my own voice. And I kind of came back to my roots, which is like a solo guitar when I was high school. And I started playing this solo setting about 6 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
You've also studied Spanish mm-hmm. and have been influenced by South American music?
Yeah, that was my major in university in Osaka before coming to the U.S.
Really?
Yeah, South American music and South American history, you know, those kind of, that kind of thing.
What drew you to that?
When I was in middle school, I stayed in Mexico, home state, and that was my first impression, good impression about South American culture. And I stayed at the family who had boys who also have or kind of same age as me, and they were playing guitar so well, and they influenced me.
Huh. Yeah. Does South America draw you as a place that you might live someday?
Maybe, but I like here too.
New York's not bad if you're a performing musician.
Right.
Yeah. I can't wait to hear another tune. What's next?
This is called Takibi. I wrote this piece in a small village in Kyoto Prefecture, where my grandparents from. And when I was a kid, I used to bring my guitar all the time, playing in the mountain. And about 5 years ago, I had a chance going back to this village after a while. And I brought my guitar and I wrote this piece there.
Thank you.
That is called Takibi. The guitarist is Hiroya Sukamoto. He's my guest live today in our Steve Nelson performance space. His latest album came out in 2015. It's called Places, and you can read and hear and see more at hiroyasukamoto.com. When I first crossed paths with you and your music, one of the things I heard first as an influence, hope it's true, is classic Pat Metheny, Richard Bona, wordless vocals over the top of instrumental melody lines.
Yeah, I love that kind of that stuff.
It's absolutely beautiful. Yeah. And you've done a great job of putting your own stamp on that kind of
sound.
Thank you. Tell me how you got into doing looping.
I was using loop for basically my practicing, you know, for a long time. But I started using for live about 3 years ago or so. And especially I do a solo guitar performance. I mean, I also sing too, but I wanted to make the contrast with the natural acoustic sound with a little bit more big symphonic vibe. So I started using it. And I still try to use as natural as possible, because it sometimes tends to be cheesy if I use too much, you know. Yeah.
You could have used something like that when you were a kid studying Earl Scruggs.
Right? Yeah, if I had it.
Well, you mentioned singing. On earlier records, you don't do much or
not
any.
Not that much. I had a group, but the group had two singers, so I was just playing guitar.
Were you a reluctant vocalist? Or is it something that you've wanted to do all along?
I used to sing a lot when I was back in Japan, but in Berkeley, I was just playing guitar. But since I do a solo, I thought it would be nice to add vocal besides playing guitars.
Yeah. You very much add it as another instrument.
Thank you.
In the sound. What do you want to wrap up with today?
Okay, this is another solo piece called Soledad. It's a Spanish word which means solitude or loneliness.
Hiroya Sukamoto is our guitarist today, playing live in our Steve Nelson performance space. His newest release is called Places, and that one is called Soledad. You can find more information about him and his music. HiroyaSukamoto.com is the website. It's been 3 years. Is there a new record coming at some point?
Yeah, I'm making a new one now.
And is it going to sound similar to the samples that are on your site?
A little different because I do lots of layering thing. And so it's a little bigger sound. I mean, still acoustic guitar, but lots of layering.
Look forward to it.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for coming by. It's nice to meet you.
Thanks so much for having me, Eric.